The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
All right. Thank you very much. Silence the voice. Last year's glorious champion, and now for their last couple of days before lame duck champions of this year for Play-Doh. I'll get one more play before we have an official champion named tomorrow. Tonight, if all things go well, we'll have a show at CB Live up in Scottsdale. I know, fingers are crossed that we can pull a couple of gems out of today's pile. Otherwise, Bone Cookie live tonight out at CB Live. I can't make it. I'm sorry. Brady will be there, but I can't go. Brady will take it for us. Yeah. But we'll see. I'll talk to the boys over at CB Live and say, you know what, let's just have dinner and talk. That's what we'll just have a nice dinner tonight. That's what we'll do. It'll be perfect. But I'm not so sure. We'll find out. But there's my negative. There's my cynicism creeping back into Play-Doh again. No. We're going to have a great day. Great day out of the 15 that we have.
Yes, we are.
That's right, Brady. Thanks for jumping in. Brady's on the bandwagon. Brett's not so much.
Nope.
He's going to be a tougher guy to convince.
It was like we listened to 2 hours of Sane Anger yesterday.
Don't be a wet blanket.
On a loop.
It was Sane Anger. And you know what Lars would have told you about that? You listened to it wrong. And maybe that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to take the Lars Ulrich approach. What's the dude's name that's mad at everybody that nobody went to see his movie this weekend, the director?
Oh, yeah, Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott. He's pissed
about
off.
The Last Duel.
Yeah, he's
really
mad. He's like, oh, you guys just, you didn't go to see my movie. It's your fault. It's millennials, and he's blaming generations and stuff.
Certain types of millennials.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they're just basically lazy and they don't know good culture and everything else. All that, yeah,
it's true, but still,
he blamed millennials for his movie bombing. Just like when Elizabeth Banks blamed men
on the girl
for not going to that Charlie's Angels remake.
Yeah,
and she goes, "Well, it's because men don't want to see women in power." And I'm like, "Women didn't go to your stupid movie either." And women, it's been proven, are the ones who choose what movies we go to. For the most part, if there's girl power movie, I mean, how many of us had to sit through rom-coms? How many of us have seen Bridget Jones' Diary? We didn't want to see that. We did it out of a concession, so you go see the next thing we want to see.
Or she's trying to get laid.
Or you're trying to bang the bottom out of her. And sometimes you have to sit through a crud movie to do it. I don't like movies anymore. I don't think any of them are any good. Like, it's rare. Like, it's one out of every 10 that, like, mildly entertains me. But, yeah, there's millennials. They don't go to these movies. These bomb movies... It's the millennials' fault for staying away in droves. Could be your marketing program. Could be something else. But I don't want to be that. I'm Ridley Scott. I'm Elizabeth Banks. I'm Lars Ulrich today. You guys and us, we listened wrong yesterday. We listened with a jaded ear.
Mm.
And then they came in and just ground up like a big, giant shiv in our ear hole and said, here's your negativity.
You said shiv, right?
I said shiv.
Yeah, okay,
I'm
just making sure.
It did sound a lot like what was being shoved in our ears. Stop it, Brett. You're bringing back my cynical guy is a lot more fun. Positive me is one of those annoying Mormons.
Who are you?
He doesn't exist for real. I don't believe anybody's positive for real. I think they're faking it or they're just somebody you don't want to hang out with.
Everything's going to be great, fellas.
Oh, God. Here's a guy who can't face reality.
John, hopefully today I can find out if I need to go to the doctor for my tinnitus getting worse. Yeah. Yesterday I was not sure as I just heard ringing in my ears all morning long.
If we have a repeat of yesterday, Alan. I'm going to go to a doctor and ask if he can make my tinnitus worse. I don't want to hear this anymore. This is the future. And we'll see. But I'm going in Lars Ulrich style. You listened to Sane Anger wrong.
Okay.
Listen to it again.
Yeah.
Listen to it again and tell me that it's my fault I wrote a bad album. No, it's your fault because good music sounds a little something like this. And I would say that the guys from this band would say, you don't understand what we're trying to do.
No, I don't. Not at all. Guitar solo.
Oh, I totally see. I must have been listening to it wrong.
We listened wrong yesterday.
That's so terrible.
And we listened years ago when this guy was skating around on rollerblades on ice patch when he did this. He's going to fall down.
Who would you take?
Oh, that all
okay,
day long.
I was going to say.
And we listened wrong when Faustian came at us with Ouch My Ball. Here comes. Sing it with me. Yeah, see? We listened wrong. It's our fault. And we won't do that again. We won't be fooled again. We listen correctly and you get it right. That's it. And just like you have to listen to the Brady Report. Brady's not a good newsman. But look what we've done. We've made this brilliant. If Brady was on a regular TV thing, people would be like, what the hell is this guy trying to read and he can't? No, but you listen to it wrong.
Give me a chance.
No, don't give you a chance. Never. What you do is, you put you on Channel 12, you're a fish out of water. You try to do this on television, you'll be laughed out of the business. You're it would sound a little something like this. Oh, I'm not going to do it again. Yes, I am. This is Brady reading the news on a regular news thing. Terrible. Awful. But here, we make you listen different. Right?
Yep.
The difference between taking something absolutely as terrible as Brady and making it palatable. He's contagious.
Like
he's contagious. Anyway, it's time now for the Brady Report. We've got to do a quick one, and then we're back into Play-Doh. And Hooters is bringing you the Brady Report with Bud Light. They're doing a great thing. This Saturday, Toys for Tots Bike Run. That's great. Chandler Harley-Davidson has all your registration needs. You can register there. Join in the fun and stop at the Hooters in Mesa for an after party with live music. That sounds a little something. No, I'm not going to do it.
No.
live music, lunch, raffles, and much more. Donate a new unwrapped toy for $5 off your registration. Check it out right there. Hooters has it at their website. You can check out Hooters.com, AZ, or just Hooters.com, I would guess. This Saturday, Toys for Tots Bike Run. Always a good thing. And guys on motorcycles, a perfect weekend for that.
Oh, absolutely.
God, I watched you ride away yesterday on your bike, and I thought, man, that guy's got something figured out because I don't have the topper doors off my Jeep, and I almost went home yesterday and tore them all down because I'm like, this is perfect. We are in heaven right now. This weather's amazing. Did you ride again today?
Yep.
Ugh.
I walked down. It was only like 67 degrees. I'm like, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Yeah. Seriously, watching you ride away yesterday, everybody in the sales department I was down there with, and they're like, man, that looks like a great day. It was like 80. It was perfect. So Toys for a bike run. Pretty good. So thank you, Hooters and Bud Light. Brady, report it.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Couple of fun facts. Baseless fun facts. Mm-hmm. Are zebras white with black stripes or black with white stripes?
It's 50-50, Brady. You can't be wrong.
According to science, their skin and their default hair color is black.
Okay.
And the white stripes are created by the lack of production of melanin.
All right. I ask you this.
Striped areas.
Do they still have white and black stripes? And was your question, are they white or black striped?
Are they white with black stripes or black with white stripes?
50-50, Brady.
They're black with white stripes.
Okay.
They don't identify that way.
Like former NBA player Terry Cummings, or who was the guy for the Cardinals that had that vitiligo? He's black with white stripes.
Or Sammy Sosa.
Yeah, Sammy Sosa. It kind of looks like you're trying to, like a white guy's trying to break out of you.
Yeah.
It's like the most horrifying fever dream of every black man is that his inner white guy is winning and breaking away the black shell.
Hey, now.
What's going on here now? Hold on.
Hold on just a second, Lamont. I'm coming free.
God damn it. I got to keep you at bay.
That little chunky.
That vitiligo thing. For some reason, I find it attractive on women. Kim Kardashian's got a friend with it, and she's a model, and she's beautiful.
She tried to give Pete Davidson a little of that.
Huh?
Left a hickey on his neck.
Oh, I know. I saw that. You can't give it to people that way, especially if you don't have it.
That's all right. That's me.
Okay. You can't just be friends with a vitiligo person and start handing it out, Brady.
Give me some of that.
It's also not contagious.
Can I borrow that? I want to give some of that to my boyfriend.
I guess.
But wolves. Yeah,
her friend is smoking hot.
I haven't seen her.
Got the vitiligo.
Wolves howl together in harmony to make it sound like there are more of them.
Every night at 6 o'clock, if you go by my house, my dogs do it. All of them. Four of them. Just for no reason at all. 6 o'clock, they just start. And it's beautiful. Sometimes they hit a harmony and it's gorgeous. Sometimes they don't.
About 8.6 million lightning bolts strike the earth every single day.
Thanks a lot, Kevin Spacey.
There's only one person who's had a losing record as the University of Kansas men's basketball coach.
What year was it?
1898 to 1907.
I'm not going to guess.
James Naismith.
The inventor
of basketball. His record was 55-60.
Well, Kansas was probably like 38 people at that point. By the by, you may or may not be paying attention. The Suns started off 1-3 and have rattled off 13 straight wins. They're better than they were last year. They're a legitimate basketball team. So, you know, if you're interested in getting in on now, they're fun to watch. And you got the Cardinals going nuts. You got all of a sudden, eliminate the Coyotes and Diamondbacks. And this is one hell of a sports town. And by the way, Diamondbacks and Coyotes already eliminated for the playoffs for next season.
A new poll asked people if you could have access to only one kind of utensil for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
Brady, you say fork. I'm thinking screwdriver. I know you went fork immediately, right?
America is divided.
Well, it's fork or spoon.
23% said spoon. 22% said fork. 22% said spork.
Wow.
18% said knife. 4% said chopsticks. And 10% spork. Just were under pressure so much they couldn't decide.
I can't decide. I thought you meant like utensil, like anything. Scissors would be a choice for me. Like I'm going to go with something utilitarian. Not fork or spoon. I'll eat with my hands. If you're down to one utensil.
I'd go with a spork.
I know, but think about this. The question is, because to me I'm thinking we're in trouble. We're down to one utensil. I'm not getting the meals I think I'm getting. Like you still think you're going to have, you know, like a nice meal. You can use a utensil. Yeah. You're eating with your hands and usually it's bloody and uncooked.
You're going to have to skin.
To me, I need something smart. If we're down to one utensil, we're now down to last gasp for living. But Americans, when asked, what utensil would, if you could just have one, what would it be? Well, I still need to pound down I can eat the Doritos with my hands. But scooping into the Nutella is going to be hard without a spork. You're not going to have any of that stuff.
There's a new global study involving 210,000 men.
Also, Brady, knife is the correct answer if you just whittle it down to what's going on in a kitchen drawer, because then you can stab people with a fork and take it. Because we're down to the end of society.
So the study involving 210,000 men was answering the question. You probably heard that drinking alcohol can hinder your performance in bed. Experts say.
Says you.
A drink, right, raises your nitric oxide levels, which widens blood vessels and improves circulation. That's crucial for solid
boners,
performance.
Man. For a boner.
Moderate drinkers had an 18% lower risk of impotence. So, moderate drinking is good for your performance in bed.
Well, according to you, no drinking at all is the best.
Right? No, they're saying it increases the moderate
little,
drinking.
But too much is just anything.
So,
everything in moderation. But if you did
that's
nothing.
That's the key.
If you did no drinking, you're probably going to be all right with the boners. So long as you're not a pig. And if you're a pig, you probably don't need a boner because you're by yourself.
A new study looked into which eye colors get the most matches on dating apps.
Brown.
There's women.
More of them.
You're at it. For men, blue eyes are attract the most attention. Green, hazel, black, and purple.
Yeah, purple eyes are a big deal.
For women,
black eyes, I'm out.
You're going to notice purple eyes.
Women are drawn towards hazel, then purple.
Mm-hmm.
All these purple-eyed
black,
people coming
blue,
from.
And brown.
Wait a minute. Purple eyes are going to grab your attention.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you're going to see them a lot.
The study says they assume black just means a dark brown eye.
Yeah.
And the purple's got to be a colored content.
We're children. Toledo laughed, and I laughed because he laughed. Dark brown eye. That's what I'm attracted to on my Instagram or my whatever Tinder page. Yeah, I think those black eyes are those haunting dark brown ones that look like. People always say that she's got an old soul. And she's got scary black eyes, like a doll's eyes.
This is a little review story. This happened back during the pandemic. This professor at Fordham University got busted by a student on a Zoom class. She accused him of masturbating, and she had it filmed on her cell phone.
At home?
She was at home, and it was a Zoom class, so students would...
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
The professor, Howard Robinson, 68 years old, says to the University of the Times, like, that's impossible. I have ED and low testosterone.
Dick don't work.
I'm 68 years old, and yeah, I couldn't masturbate.
Right.
So he's now suing the school because they fired him.
Man, what a terrible life.
Wait a minute. Yeah, no, that would suck. You lose your job for masturbating, you can't even get a hard on. So he's got to go into a court and prove he can get an erection or not.
Yeah.
All right. When forget the Rittenhouse trial. Put this on TV. I want to see old Harold Robinson going up there going, all right, folks, this is as good as it gets. And then just have a series of prostitutes try to get that guy hard.
Here you go.
Lap dances and all sorts. If I'm the prosecuting attorney, I'm like, watch, we'll get him.
Did the feather move?
That's right. He's trying to lift it. History of the world.
History of the world, yeah.
He's a eunuch.
He's dead.
Florida Highway Patrol cruiser pulled over a couple that they got arrested, put them in the back seat, and the girl basically orally pleased her man in the back seat of the cruiser.
Nice. You're not supposed to put the people in the same car.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, she bragged about it. That's the only reason they would have found out, because she says we can put this on OnlyFans.
Yeah. Well, how does that work? Aren't they in cuffs normally when they're stuffed in the back seat?
Yeah.
So how is she?
She's that good. She's that pro.
So she can open it off with her teeth. Oh, nice.
She can do buttons and zippers with her gums.
So
I'll
they
look her up.
They went to the camera inside the cruiser.
Sure.
Reviewed it. Sure enough, confirmed.
Got video?
Done.
Yeah, no video, but a picture of the couple.
The dude's still got a little bit of a smile on his face.
She worth it?
Yes, you'd let her go.
Right.
You'd let her do one. You wouldn't want to hang out with her. She's got those scary black eyes, but got good lips.
Oh, yeah, she's got those smokers on
her. Yeah, she's got some smokers on her. But the dude, even his mugshot, he's still kind of smiling a little.
28-year-old guy in northeast Louisiana named Alex Pierce got arrested on Friday after he was caught pleasuring himself in the electronics department at Walmart.
Whoa.
He was looking at porn on one of their laptops. Hunched over the laptop with his hands in his pants, an employee recognized him because he caught him shoplifting in July, back in July.
Jeez.
So he had already been banned from the store. A cop caught up with him in the parking lot. Alex claimed he was just watching music videos, but then he eventually admitted he was looking at the pictures.
I just got a text from our boss, Trip Reeb, all the way from Nashville.
I'm so sorry I missed yesterday. I'm very excited that I will miss today as well. It's 27 degrees in Nashville this morning, and I'll gladly deal with that rather than what you had to hear yesterday.
I'm jealous of Trip.
Me too. Wait a minute. I'm with him. How did that happen? Bye, guys. The portal works.
Have fun with Play-Doh.
It works.
A couple in their mid-20s were driving through Kansas City, Missouri on Saturday when they hit a bowling ball.
That's hard to do.
Someone threw it out in the street. They got lodged under the car.
Man.
The wife was driving.
That is dangerous.
And her husband got out to try to dislodge it. While he was under the car, guy ran up and tried to steal his wife's purse.
Jeez.
And unfortunately, she reacted by hitting the gas.
Oh.
Ran over her husband. Then she heard him yell out in pain, so she threw it in reverse and accidentally ran over him a second time.
Oh, my God. This is a murder. This is not an accident.
The husband survived.
No. Uh-uh. Oh, good, because he could divorce her immediately. She's trying to kill you, and she's in on the bowling ball caper.
He showed up at the hospital with serious injuries, but...
Do you know how hard it is from the passenger seat to hit the gas?
Yeah.
Let alone brake? Because cars don't go and just throw it into reverse like that.
Again, John, there's only one person that could do that. A woman.
Yeah, well,
no, that's true.
They can't drive when they're in the driver's seat, Brady.
Well,
here comes one now. I'm surprised she made it.
Some guy walked into the police station later that day to turn himself in. He admitted that
the
he
bowling ball
threw
guy.
The bowling ball in the street. It's not clear if that person was the one who tried
to
snatch
it. Of course it is. You don't just have a random bowling ball tosser and a dude on foot ready to get in your car.
What happened?
They're in cahoots. And also that wife's in on it.
Why don't you get out and dislodge that real quick?
Honey, please.
Oh, sorry. I'll be right back.
She's having an affair with the bowling ball guy or the dude who is waiting. There's no way. And that's not, and talk about a story at someone's funeral. Did you hear how Brady died?
Yeah.
Well, you had it happen. You hit that printer on the road.
All in one, 4-in-1.
Ronnie could have thrown it in. Yeah.
Let me get that Epsom out from the front of the car here. Got the all-in-one 4 printers.
She throws it in drive and runs you over, and then you're like, I'm okay. And then she runs you over again. She's guilty of a crime. I don't care if she...
It looks a little fishy.
I don't even care if that is an accident. You're going to jail for a little while because you shouldn't be allowed out in public.
Let's get to some radio videos.
All right.
The first one is... this happened in the city of Electro... Let me get this right. Electrogosto, Russia.
No way.
One more time.
Electrosto. That's what it is.
Electrosto.
Yeah.
Not electric costo.
You want to give it a try, John?
Let me see what that word looks like.
Electrosto.
Electrostal. Electrostal. Electrostal.
Electrostal.
Electrostal.
Some guy, we'll help him, this is how they do it in Russia when they rescue people falling in the ice.
Okay.
This adult man rescues a schoolboy out of the ice.
Uh-huh. It's Kevin Spacey in Russia.
Yeah, it looks...
It's R. Kelly Russia.
He was definitely Kevin Spacey'd up.
What does that mean?
But he was smart. He took off his pants to get the ice. Well, you don't realize that until after he... it's like no big deal.
There's a boy thrashing about in the ice. It looks like he's in trouble. And he is.
And so the guy is smart because he took his pants off because he has dry clothes to get in after.
And then
he's not completely...
Well, the kid's going to make it out, by the way. He's made it to the side of the ice. There's no reason for this
guy.
He
couldn't get over there. Well,
the other guy just swam across the ice pond.
He did. And it's, maybe the kid couldn't touch the
Russia
bottom.
Is beautiful.
It is.
Look at that architecture.
This is, what a barren this is spring, landscape. By the way.
Oh, yeah. No, it's beautiful. Oh, this is last spring?
No.
Oh, I was going to say. It's just a park with a frozen pond in it.
Retention basin.
I don't think, it's a retention basin from that nuclear facility sitting in the background.
That's the library.
I take pants off, I rescue boy, and boy owes me.
Got to buy the scruff of the neck.
Yeah, that's how you carry a kid in Russia.
Like I get him over there and he scoots him up like a seal pup on the ice.
Get up there, you pussy. Real man swim in this water with no pants.
Get
Jesus,
out of
this
here.
Kid is
the kid
helpless.
Doesn't get hurt or anything? What is this?
The kid gets up, gets out, thank you.
It's Brady's video.
Hold on. It's not over yet. Now
it'll be over now because the kid just takes off and goes to school.
Well, yeah, you
little bastard back in
because
there.
Brady on terra firma. I don't care where you are, you run from the man with no pants.
Well, that was interesting. Let's go.
That's it. It's day to day. I take pants off and dry hump boy out of water.
What?
What are you looking at? It's been a tough week. I like that. That's just so normal in there. It's like, thanks, man. I got to go to school. Go learn something about the terrible America.
No thank you or anything. No. Just push his little ass back in the water.
Well, look, if any man, and I don't care. Maybe the kid was trying to kill himself.
Help him out.
The guy ruined his plan.
Next one's a guy climbing a tree, having some fun. Decides to kick a branch to break it.
Fun.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
Yeah.
Let's do the splits. I'll kick that branch down.
Why is this happening? Oh, yeah. That's where are they? Where did the... What is this? This looks like... Nagasaki and
his great idea. Dude, I'm going to split that tree.
Where are they, Brady?
It looks like in the woods somewhere.
I have no idea.
Those aren't woods.
I have no
Thank
idea.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
I was wondering if they were downtown.
But he's not right. There's one tree in his woods.
It's woods. It's the woods.
It's wood. It's the wood.
I'll give you a location next time.
No, I mean, it looks like there's been a horrible disaster. The trees are all, that tree is dead, and all the, look in the ground. There's just nothing but dead tree parts. Where are they?
Woods.
It could be
woods, man.
It could be a dried pond, and that's okay. The tree that's around. You
gotcha.
Know, so
that makes some
dead,
sense.
Dead trees there, and
thanks
the
for the
water
research.
Dried up.
The woods.
No, they're not. You don't know what the woods look like.
Yeah, I was correct.
Were you?
Yeah.
You why? Because you just
asked me where they were. I said they're in the woods.
And you were wrong. There are trees in the woods. There was
There's
one
trees
tree
in the background.
There's trees in the background of everything if you look long enough.
Not like that.
Brady, look, trees. Are we in the woods?
Nope.
Your theory sucks. That's the woods to you?
Oh, yeah.
It is barren wasteland.
They're in the woods. Any questions?
Yeah. How did you get to be an adult without dying?
Well, there's two tags in here. One of them's from India and the other one's from Brazil. So, woods.
The woods of India or Brazil, Brady?
They have a lot of woods. Lot of woods in Brazil.
Brazilian woods, they really do.
Yeah.
It's called the Amazon. Think they call it going into the woods?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't.
They can only go in halfway.
All right. Right. Jesus Christ.
All right, here's
to the
next
joke
one.
Book, really?
Old school Evel Knievel on a motorcycle.
Are you going to pun that? Stop it. Kirby's not listening. All right, here we go.
It's been a while since we've seen the Evel Knievel joke.
Oh. On a street?
Oh.
Wait a second. This is like on...
This is like it's a Maryvale or something.
This is just some dude's... This is what kids do on dirt bikes, not motorcycles. He set up a couple ramps in the middle of a regular road.
And he overshot it.
Oh, man.
No.
He gets up.
This is Brett leaving work yesterday.
Yeah, it was. That Brett was having a...
I landed it, though.
Yeah. Screw Brett's us. Here today. That's... This is just some California neighborhood. Dude decided to throw his...
Man.
That is some whiplash there.
Oh, is he in the woods, Brady? There's a tree there.
That
did
is
he just
not,
do a woods jump? Is that Snake
he's
Canyon?
He's in the desert there. That's
I believe
a
it's Snake
tree.
Canyon. Is he a bird also? Because for a second he's flying.
Well, let's modernize it on the next one.
Looks like he's in Ice Cube's neighborhood from
it
Friday
does.
Or
it
something.
It looks a little Compton-y.
Ow, you just got knocked out.
We it's got Debo one last. Stealing better bikes now.
Right.
One last motorcycle jump. This is motocross. So
okay.
It's a lighter bike, but the
all right.
Kid beefs it and he takes off it. Someone in the audience.
Oh, he missed it.
And look at the dude squirming underneath.
Oh, what is that? Is there a man under there?
Yeah.
What's he doing on the track?
That a shirtless kid.
Why did that kid's shirt come off? What happened? There was like an immediate rape. Like once he hit the ground, the kid's clothes came off. Is he shirtless?
Yeah, he's shirtless. Boom! Takes out the guy.
No, he's not.
The kid is shirtless. The bike rider is shirtless. With a giant helmet on.
The kid's the one driving the bike.
I know, but was he shirtless on the jump?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He looks like he's got a blue shirt on there for a second. And there's just a dude walking around the course. And that's, look at that big tree back there. I'll tell you. There
must be in the woods.
Jammed in the woods. Deep in the woods. Deep in those woods.
For Robin Hood to come jumping out or something.
Yeah, the Band of Merry Men.
I'm sure would
what is it that you want in our woods? I don't know. There's a Chick-fil-A in your woods. I figured I'd stop by.
The woods.
That's a good answer to everything.
Look in the back. There's trees.
I guess we're deep in the mountains because I can see Camelback. All right. Anyway, well done, Brady. Well, anything's more entertaining than what's about to happen. No, I digress.
The wake-up song?
No, we're not going to do that, but it's brought to you by Action Ride Shop. First hour of Playdio brought to you by Action Ride Shop.
Because we had people asking for St. Anger just to get them prepped for Playdio.
Oh, God, no.
The one I'm going to play sounds a little something like... Blood Eagle Army, yesterday's maybe worst ever in Playdio.
I say we put them through. I just want to see this live.
I don't.
See if they can,
oh, my God.
See if they can pull it off
thinking?
Live.
What are you thinking?
If they can pull it off live?
Pull it off live. People
yeah.
Like, here's a guitar. I don't play. I can pull this off. Wow. Yeah, don't do that. Playdio Day 2 is about to begin. And Hour 1 brought to you by Action Ride Shop. Mo is here from our sister station that's on its last legs. 93.3 KDKB. What was once a radio institution in this town. Now devolved into some weird twink bar. Remember, like, if you had, like, when I used to live here, like, if you moved here in 1982 and then moved away in, like, 2002 And then came back and you went back to your favorite restaurant. It's like, man, I used to go to this place all the time. You went back and it was a twink bar. That's Katie KB. Like, you used to, I used to listen all the time and now it's a twink bar.
Do you know how many phone calls I get asking that?
What happened?
Oh, I left back in 92 and I came back and it's this.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, changed it. Sorry, dude.
But you know what? Thanks for calling.
Yes.
Because right now.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Right now you're the only one. It's a twink bar. Even twinks are like, too gay. No offense, Mo, because I'm one of them.
Must be all that Blink 182. I hear you
play a lot of Blink 182.
We do.
Well, there's your answer. Stop doing that.
I love Blink 182.
Well, there you go.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
If you love it, know that it's not for everybody.
I know.
Because your favorite movie of all time is Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And you were trying to tell us how awesome Ghostbusters
is. You were trying to tell
us yesterday how great Lil Ghostbusters is.
Lil Ghostbusters.
And it's just because you're a sucker for
I like to be entertained.
Nostalgia. Well, yeah, I know.
Also,
but why
nostalgia.
Do you, if you, yeah, you like to be entertained, so why set your bar so low?
Because that's when you're the most entertained.
Is it?
Yeah. I mean, like yesterday.
Clearly
she
not.
She was very impartially entertained to begin with going to see the movies.
Well,
edible look, and
that's
then
true.
Go see a movie.
That's true.
But if her theory of keeping your bar low to be entertained was real, then Katie KB would have ratings.
That's terrible.
Yeah, no, I've seen your ratings. They are terrible.
Terribly true.
They are not bad.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about? What color is the sky in your world?
Oh, gosh.
They're not bad.
They're not bad. They're not bad. It's like a nice...
If you were this funny over there, people would... Mo is finally hilarious on the air.
Okay.
That's the funniest thing anyone's ever said. Did you hear what she said, Brady? Katie KB's ratings aren't bad. Compared to what? Not having a station at all? No. Michael, look at sign. Sorry. I jobbed you for a second.
You did.
All right. Let's do this. I'm just stalling. I don't want to really. I'm going to be positive today. Mo, I don't know if you heard. I'm going in positive. I think we listened wrong yesterday. And they didn't help. Like, nobody helped us, but I think I listened wrong. I'm going to go in thinking, you know what? I got the
Psycho Serenade's going to kick it off.
That's right.
Man.
Psycho Serenade kicks it off. Fighter, Adam's Fall. I like Ape. That's a great band name, Ape. We got good band names coming up. Psycho Serenade, you're first on the deck today for the first hour of Action Ride Shop's Play-Doh, brought to you by Trip Reeve and his family
in
Nashville. Yeah, sorry, Josh. You paid for this. All right, we're ready. Play-Doh day two as we try to crown a new champion this year. And if we go 0 for 15 like we did yesterday, well, 1 for 14, we will cancel tonight's live performance.
It'll be Bone Cookie Fest tonight.
That's right. In our rules, go ahead and add them in right now. Contest may have no winner.
Yeah, we need.
We'll add that in there. Just say if we don't. Contest may have no winner. This doesn't mean we have to go through all of it, right?
If there's no winner, we roll over the money to next year.
Okay, I don't want to even do that.
Why
just
not?
Canceled. It just. Okay. You know what? I'm going to catch COVID again if we have another day like today. I'm just going to call in COVID. Play-Doh 2 coming up next. It's 98. There goes your Brady report.
Big red and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.